Good evening, everybody. You are listening to Davin's Den. Yes, Davin's Den, the show that is better than Take One.
I'm going to do it again. It's better than the first time.
You know what? We're good at it now.
Yeah,
let's
sure.
go.
Yeah,
we've got practice.
Shut up. Nobody knows what I'm talking about. Let me get through this intro. The number to call in, should you choose, is 845-986-8804. 845-986-8804. Of course, you can join our chat room, the Den Pen, by going to davinsden.com and clicking chat and listen live. If you're listening to one of our affiliates, simply open up a new window in your browser or type in davincomedy.com. Go to the Davin's Den page on the bottom, click on that, and then click chat and go. I am your host, Davin Rosenblatt, and your chief engineer. I am joined by Joe Curry.
Hello.
And Miss Pip Helix.
Hi, everybody.
Now, I got show news I want to get to. I want to tell everybody what's on the show, but it's not really Davin's Den unless there's technical issues, so I'm kind of working on that right now.
Right.
But Pip was busting at the seams because Pip feels every time she's humiliated, this is something we want to know about.
Yes.
So, Pip, tell your story.
I think my embarrassment is entertaining.
I think we're all embarrassed for you on that side. Tell your story. I will listen. Joe, of course, will ask all the pertinent questions that one needs to know about your humiliation, and then I'll tell everybody else what we got going on the show tonight and what we got planned. So there we go.
All right. Okay.
Humiliate away.
Oh, thank you. Okay. Well, I was regaling everybody with the tales of my busted back. And now I have just started a course of physical therapy. And the first day that I went to the physical therapist was yesterday. And it's supposed to be the day that they evaluate you and they're going to check and see where's it hurt. And then we're going to go from there. Mm-hmm. What are they going to do to you? And I'm an old hand at this because I've been through.
No, just old. Sorry, you're a spring chicken.
Thank you.
That's been left in ShopRite 3 days past its expiration date.
At least they threw a little bleach on me. That's what they do to meat.
Don't be racist.
They do.
Really?
They bleach meat.
They bleach meat?
What, yes. They
just even the dark meat? I'm offended.
No, they put a little, like a concoction with some bleach in it, on old meat to make it not smell so they can sell it for longer.
Can you do that with old women?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, everybody going vegetarian right about now, aren't we?
You know, this vajayjay doesn't smell fresh. Excuse me while I get some bleach.
Get some, throw some Clorox on there.
Well, get one of those Clorox wipes. There you go. All ready to go.
Dip your balls on them after you've been jogging. You're going to get some of that spontaneous loving. Hold on, let me just bleach. No, I'm doing this for you. I'm a team player. Yeah. You be a team player.
Meanwhile, you put too much bleach on there. Your balls look like two frickin' sugar-coated munchkins.
They look like Michael Jackson because it was uneven. You're bleaching in all the wrong places.
Oh, no. You're a Palomino bald man.
I've been bleaching in all the wrong places.
Well, you know, bleaching the rear entrance was popular for a little while.
Yeah, I think it still is.
Is it?
I mean, I don't know, but
you know what?
Yeah, the porn stars used to do that.
I know.
Because they care.
Yeah. But that's not going to stop anything.
It's not a deterrent. It's not a fence.
What, it's supposed to make it pretty? Please.
Yeah, your ass is in high definition on the big screen. It's the least you could do.
Yeah.
If I had that much audience for my rear end, I would do everything it takes.
Well, everything is.
Well, that didn't come out right now, did it?
No, you can take it all, are you?
I'm very giving.
No, it sounds like you're very taking. I think he's catching on this one, don't you, Joe?
Yes.
Yes. So I go into the physical therapist's office, and I packed my little bag beforehand. I have my sweatpants and T-shirt. Mm. I know that I can't wear my office work there because they're going to be stretching and pulling and prodding, and no, that's not going to work. So I bring my little bag into the therapist's waiting room, and there's this large room, and all the chairs are lined up sort of theater style facing the receptionist. Mm-hmm. But in the back of the room, there's a bathroom where you can go change and whatnot. So I go in there, and I open my bag, and I unfurl my sweatpants. Mm. And
like a flag.
Yeah, really? You're unfurling them? How big are you? Stop eating. If you have to unfurl with any article of clothing, it's a little much. Have a salad, stupid. Enjoy a cranberry for lunch. I mean, there's big and then there's unfurling. I mean, in my day, I was husky, but I was never unfurling. I didn't need the color guard to hold my pants while the colors were presented before a ball game. It's a little much.
And I never liked that term husky. Yeah, it was a nice way to say fat. He's husky.
Well, that's what you did. You don't call a kid fat.
I was husky. What am I, a dog? You know?
You should be so lucky. Yeah.
They're hearing all kinds of dinging in the chat.
Yeah, yeah, I know. It's,
all right,
stop.
He's working on it. It's the tech problem.
David's brain scan.
They're all like, who's dinging? Who is it? Is it you? Oh, my God. So we'll get a hold of that. Sorry, kids. Mm. So I go in there, I unfurl the pants, and at that moment, two of my senses are unfavorably stricken. Mm. My sense of sight and my sense of smell. Now, the sense of sight is because I forgot that this particular pair of pants had fallen down off the chair where I keep them all stacked up. It's in the same room as the cat box. Mm. And the pants were on the floor, and I just kind of like quickly like took like one little hand brush on them, like
right.
and folded them up and put it back on the chair. I didn't really look at them. Well, now I'm taking a good look. And there are all little white kitty paw prints all over the pants.
Cat's gotten a cocaine again.
They did. They that's why they run back and forth through the house at 4 a.m. They're in my stash. So these little.
Well, you are married to a musician. It's not out of the question.
Hey, not for years now. So the.
You know, the marriage ended or the cocaine?
marriage is still going strong. Make your own conclusions. So now. I look at this and I'm like, oh my God, these are the only pants I have with me, and I can't exactly go in there in my underpants. So I'm like, what am I going to do?
Wait, what? Wait, what do you mean?
He's
going to look at your rear end. Your pants are the least of his concerns.
I know, but I can't walk.
He's already having a bad day after you've unfurled.
But she's got to go through the waiting room.
I got to go through the waiting room and prance through the whole building to get back to the treatment area. Well.
Wait, so these weren't the pants you came in on?
No, I was wearing work clothes that are not like
so why can't
stretchy
you put,
and bendy.
So put the work clothes back on.
I can't because you can't. You have to be in something that's stretchy and bendy.
You pull them off when you get inside the doctor's room.
No, you don't. Not in physical therapy, you don't.
You know what? Desperate time for desperate men. I'm sure people have crapped themselves in there.
It was not going to be my time for that. So I look at these and I'm like, oh my God. So I start to like brush them off, and most of the like kitty litter dust is coming off. But then when I get down to the bottom of the pant leg, all of a sudden I realize, yeah, I got another problem at the bottom. Someplace between the knee and the cuff, somebody peed on these pants.
All paws and hands. It's just like a line, like it's a deli.
Oh, no.
Yes. And I'm like, not only is this the only pair of pants that I can wear back there, but they're covered in white stuff and they smell like pee.
Now, was this a spite peeing?
This was definitely a spite peeing.
Because cats will do that. I went away, me and the missus, back when we were in the apartment in Hackensack and Jersey and everything, back in the day, we left our two cats alone because we went away, and that's what you do.
Right.
It's hard to import a regular tabby. Yeah. There's not such a calling for it in borderline third world nations.
Oh, yes, there is, but that's called stew.
Oh. Anyway. So we came back, and the cats were happy to see us. These are very well-disciplined cats. These are cats that go in the litter box, except when they're displeased.
Yes.
We came back, and waiting for us in the center of our bed was a steaming mound of cat turds.
Welcome home present.
Yeah, Russ, we miss you.
Well, maybe they always wanted to use the bed, but they couldn't because you were home and now you're
no,
gone.
No, these cats shared the bed. This was clearly, this is where you rest. Well, before you do, maybe you'll think twice next time you go away.
Yeah. That's absolutely what they were doing.
So I'm sure you did something to displease your cats.
I'm sure that we waited just a little too long to clean the litter box.
Bad mommy.
I know. And they.
You should have known when they got into the cocaine because they don't do that all the time.
Yeah, you knew that there was just going to be like incontinence and spite issues. And so now not only were they, well, now I know where they were prancing around, because you know that little thing where cats use their paws to cover up what they've done? That's what that little dance was. It was, I peed here. Let me cover it. You'll never know. And I'm like, you little bats. But now I've got a problem. I'll deal with them later.
Yeah, right. You'll deal with them later, because now you got a major problem.
Now I have a major
problem.
All I have to wear is pee-pee pants. And I'm like,
yeah, but that's
you'd have to go
for you. I mean, look at you. You're unfurling. You're not really that kept together. You're stressed off at work. You laugh. You haven't been doing the Kegel exercises. You always have the pee-pee pants.
Strawberry letter says, Pip, did you leak? No, it wasn't me this time. It was the cat.
But you have to put your work clothes back on.
No. I was like, you know what? I can't wear those pants for therapy, and I can't go in my underpants.
Then
I can't
go home.
These pants.
Then therapy's canceled.
Therapy's canceled. I was trying to save the moment. So what I decided...
Save the moment? What, take a Kodak, stupid? Save the moment? What is it? Is this like a Hallmark moment? Like you need somebody to write you, like give you a card this so is... they treasure the pee-pee pans and those stupid cats?
From new board. From Hallmark, the cat biz pants. A story of a woman that just wants to get physical therapy and a cat that wants to get revenge. Marky Post.
Marky
Post. Is Pip Helix.
On Lifetime.
Yeah, but
Network.
Marky Post is an unfurling.
Yeah. No, she's not.
She's not an unfurler.
She's yeah. like, she's just like, blink, they're open.
Who should we get? We need somebody who's going to unfurl. Oprah?
No, Oprah would unfurl.
Rosie?
I like Melissa McCarthy. Melissa McCarthy
Melissa
would unfurl.
McCarthy?
Melissa McCarthy.
But here's
that,
it's a little unrealistic because Melissa's funny.
I already
oh.
said
it. Oh. You know, you're going to find my pee in an unlikely
and
place tonight.
As David.
Yay. I like Melissa McCarthy playing Pip Elix.
Thank
Melissa
you.
McCarthy
the biopic.
Pip Elix.
Yes.
The
yes.
biopic.
Lisa calls it Ode to Kitty. Yes, I'm wearing the latest by
Ode to Feline.
Ode to Feline.
Ode to Feline.
Yes.
No, Odor to Feline. It peed.
Ode to Feline.
So now I decide that I'm going to try to, I have time before my appointment because I was so late that they took somebody else. So now
why were you late?
I thought the appointment was 5:40, and the appointment was 5:20.
And the cat pee on the watch?
You should get a waterproof watch with those animals running around.
I know, really. I'm just going to put saran wrap on everything.
Streams of urine all over that place, huh?
Not usually. So now I decide I'm going to try to like clear this up. So I go. I'm in the bathroom already. So I decide to wash it out in the sink. Mm-hmm. So I take the cuff of the pant, like the shin area, and I'm washing it out, and they have lots of soap, so I'm soaping the crap out of this thing, and I'm washing, and I'm wringing, and I'm washing, and I'm wringing, and I'm like, I take a sniff, and I'm like, damn it, it still kind of smells like pee. Mm. So,
that's the thing about cat pee. Once you smell it, you always know that
you
smell.
You know that
yeah,
smell.
And it doesn't go anywhere.
No.
Yeah, they're marking the territory, Joe.
And
true,
they mark
yeah.
it well.
Yeah.
Yeah. So I'm like, okay, this is better. This is better than it was. It's still not good. But I'm like, they're going to call me any minute. I still have the problem with the
pee-pee
pants.
And then you got wet pants now.
So now
how are you going to dry it?
Yeah, just the bottom of the leg. So now I'm like blotting. I'm using all their paper towels. I'm blotting like a crazy person in the bathroom.
It's the only way you know how to.
I know. I'm wringing. I'm blotting. I'm soaping. This is, it's just beyond help. So I put the pants on, and I'm hoping for the best. I'm thinking, what am I going to do? How am I going to keep him away from my legs so he doesn't know what happened? Mm. Do I
therapist.
Smell?
They need to use it all.
I know.
This poor like, guy. You know, he's got a story.
I know he does.
He's probably doing his own radio show. Just, so.
Physical therapy today. Yeah, I had a client that came in.
Wait, she didn't seem homeless at first, but I'm pretty sure she was.
I know. Ode to homeless. And Lisa says, good, wet and stinky. Yes, I know.
Settle
I know.
Down, Lisa. Hose yourself off there.
I'm making things worse. So I'm sitting there now in these wet pants trying to think, well, what's my escape? Just then the janitor...
I'm having the same thoughts, by the way.
What's my escape?
Well, the janitor comes by with his little truck of things.
He should have thrown the little sawdust powder on you. You should have rolled around in that.
That would have been great. But I see him going towards the bathroom, and I'm eyeballing all of the stuff on his cart. I'm thinking, is there anything there I can spray myself down with so I won't be stinky?
And now, why don't you think about that before you come here?
Yeah, I do.
This is the best you can do?
No, I don't do anything about it. I think about it.
Oh, okay.
So I'm looking at this cart, and I'm thinking, okay, I think I see Lysol. I think I see this. But there's people in the same room with me.
How do you grab Lysol and spray yourself?
That's exactly the problem.
You know,
would you prefer the wipes for this situation, Joe, the Lysol wipes?
But if I jump up from my chair and, like, grab a Lysol off his cart and start hosing myself down, do you think that security will be soon behind me?
Yeah, but you know what? Sometimes they have the lemon Lysol wipes. So it's not a terrible thing because sometimes people are a little gamey. So, you know, a lemon Lysol wipe, not the worst thing in the world, Joe.
I know, but to grab it off the cart and spray yourself in full of a waiting room.
You know, did it in front of the waiting room?
No, I didn't do it because
yeah,
was
she's
in
not
the
a
waiting
beast.
Room.
I understand that, but that would be what the situation would be. You
should have gone home. You should. I don't feel well.
Well, no, I
think I peed myself.
She needs her back was hurting. She wanted to get her back
it's
fixed.
It's hard to get these appointments, and I was like, no, I'm not.
Yeah,
leaving.
Because nobody wants to see the woman that smells like cat piss. That's why they got openings left and right. They just don't want to see you.
Well, they did.
Poor things.
So I decided I can't rightly grab something off the cart. So there, my escape route is gone. So then they call me in for therapy. Now, the guy is doing the, you know, okay, look away from me and bend this way, bend that way. Tell me what hurts. Da, da, da. You know.
Your pride.
Turns towards me, turn to the right.
Don't ask what smells.
Then it's, Okay.
They know.
Then it's, okay, sit down on the table and I'm going to further evaluate. And I'm like, okay, now I've just got to come clean.
Be first.
At least you did. The pants, not so much.
So I tell him what's happened. And he's like, okay. And I'm like, he goes, so you're telling me, because then I should know that if I smell pee, it's not you, it's the cat. And I'm like, yeah. And he's like, okay.
Yeah, he's not believing that horse crap either.
But then there's this moment where, you know, lift your leg, you know, flex your toes, da-da-da. Then, no, I'm doing it.
Yeah, and, yeah, but nobody wants you to.
And then he goes, he reaches his hand down.
Wait,
and he grabs
the leg.
Wait,
to check it wasn't her.
He grabs the pant leg that's wet, and I see the moment when his hand hits my leg, and his eyes pop open, and I go, it's water! It's water! He goes, it's not pee, water!
Why don't you explain the situation, why don't you just pull your pant leg up and tell him, look, you're going to have to touch my thigh. This is where I tried to wash the cat.
It was my calf. You know what? I should have rolled up my pants.
Yeah, you're an animal. Where's your pride? At some point, you call it a day. Your back's going to hurt.
No, you
can't go parading. People have to work there. People have to heal there. And you're going to parade stupid cat piss around?
Yeah,
how dare you?
Yeah,
what are you, one of de Blasio's homeless people? I'll tell you what, if Rudy was here, he would have grabbed one of those formerly homeless squeegee people, squeegeed your pants, and kicked you to New Jersey where you belong, you animal.
And why would you can't, they're going to charge you for the appointment.
So what? That's the price of doing business with cats, Joe.
No, $50 worth of cat pee, I'm not paying.
Yeah.
You pay. Yeah, these are professionals. Other people have to lie on these mats or these, you know, benches and all. You can't go up there with cat pee pants. It's rude.
I told him what the story was if he had the opportunity to back away.
He's awkward. You put him on the spot. He's got a boss, too. What, you lost the 50 bucks? How did? But she smells like cat piss. You smelled worse. A little pride. It's $50. I would have paid you the $50 to go home.
Nope, I was in.
Oh, you're a despicable human being. No. You're despicable. There's no pride. This is why your cats do it. You embarrass the cats.
Yeah,
like, she'll wear anything.
But you got. But you have to level with the guy when he's in there because you know with the.
Yes, but you don't go in there. You go to the reception. Go, excuse me. There's been a problem. I had very vigorous cats. I need to go home.
But no, because cats. If you explain it to the receptionist,
because they're on coke.
If you explain it to the receptionist, it sounds like a fecocta idea. And they're going to charge you. All right? Mm-hmm. If you explain...
It's $50.
Okay, well, maybe...
$50?
$50 is a lot of money.
Yeah.
Diamond Jim Brady. I'm sorry. But anyway...
What are you guys, eating cat food when I send you out into the night?
Don't judge. Yeah.
Christ. Then why were you so appalled at the dog food?
But I would level with, you know, you can't level with the receptionist. She doesn't want to hear. But if you level with the doctor, you stayed, you waited. Look, I put these pants on. The damn cat got to him. I'm going to roll these up, you know. If you feel something wet, it's not cat pee. It's water.
Well, Tom says, I would have left the smell of cat pee. And when the doc touched the wet spot, I would have given a simple one-word answer. Newark.
That works, too.
And Lisa
but it doesn't make
the right thing because this apartment's hard to come by. Thank you, Lisa.
She's in Canada. It takes them a year and a half to get an appointment. Well, it's free in Canada. It's not costing them 50 bucks. Who the hell cares?
She was trying to be helpful before she suggested the Windex off of the janitor cart.
You still got
to... I suggest you amputate your legs.
Now, here's what you could have done.
I should have rolled up the pant leg. You're right. I made the wrong call.
But now you're
that.
Just concentrating the odor of cat pee higher.
Yeah, I know. It would have been like...
If God forbid
little...
there's a fan going on in this office, you're going to take out a dozen people with this stench.
Now, to be fair, I had washed most of the stank out of the pants because I was in there with like a washboard at the river in the bathroom trying to get
she's like
smell out.
Sacagawea doing the laundry.
She's like a deadhead following the dead at a McDonald's bathroom on tour.
I have taken one of those baths. Thank you.
Not surprised.
Following Winwood?
No, actually, it was Paul McCartney. We were waiting for when you used to have to get like a band around your, you had to get a wristband and then you could go buy tickets.
Yeah.
I took one of those homeless baths in Penn Station until the, and it was,
How long were you online for tickets?
Yeah, overnight.
Really?
Yeah, we slept on the street. It was terrible.
Yeah, so you're used to stinking.
No, I'm not. And that's why I took my little homeless bath in Penn Station sink.
God.
Because I wanted
after
to be
how
fresh
many, after
when
how
I
many,
bought my ticket.
After how many days?
No, we're overnight. We got there one afternoon and we stayed overnight.
How do you, when you grab the cat, when you grab the pants at home, how do you not smell the cat pee?
I don't know. I didn't. I,
with as
were...
many cats as you have, you have to assume everything's been peed on. You cannot get dressed until you do the sniff test. That's what happens when you hoard cats. Them's the rules.
No, you
do roll call in case one's buried in a bunch of boxes, and you sniff everything.
You know, it's funny. Over at Anthony's house, Beavis has a... likes to pee on everything.
Because he's a cat.
When they get the new t-shirts in, they just got delivered by UPS.
No.
A couple of guys opened up the he jumped in one box and peed on all the t-shirts.
Yeah, but you know, Anthony's fans are like, oh, wow, this is worth more now.
Yeah.
but
the thing about it is when I go there, like if I go to see the show on a Thursday, well, now they're in a city now, but when I used to go to see the show on
anything
a Thursday.
Anything to not have you come around. Yeah. We know he's not paying a toll.
Master plan work. But when I would go there on Thursdays, if I had a show that night, what I would do is after the show, I would change and then go do my show. But I'd have my bag of stuff and I'd make sure I would bring it with me and never leave it upstairs because I knew Beavis would get a hold of it and use it as a personal urinal.
Would he get in it or would he pee on the bag itself?
He would pee on anything he could get.
That's a bad kitty.
Oh, my God. Yeah. That is a bad kitty.
Oh, he's a bad kitty. Yeah.
My cats don't usually pee on stuff, but the thing was... The chair where I used to keep my workout stuff that's not staying there anymore.
You know what the cat was saying? This is your workout stuff? The cat was saying, God, this stuff stinks. Let me improve it.
Yeah, it's called workout. So you're going to work out my paw stains. You're going to work out my urine. You're going
to... You know what? The cat probably smelled your musk and became in heat over it.
Well, it said, oh, let me add to that because I love you so much.
Cat was probably tears in its eyes from the water, like smelled like onions. I'll handle this.
Let me cover that stuff.
But no, seriously, at your house with that many cats, you can't assume that everything's dry.
No, you know what? I normally do because everything is normally put away or it's put someplace where they're not going to jump on it and pee on it. I forgot that fell on the floor. My bad.
You know what the lesson I've learned from this, Joe, is? Don't sit on any furniture at her house.
And if you drop something, look at it carefully.
Sniff it. Touch
Sniff it.
It
no, touch it. Have it x-rayed.
Ring it out.
X-ray. DNA. Get an MRI.
It's harder to get out of her house than it is to get on a plane with TSA. Long way to go for that. What are you going to do? It was all right, but yeah.
Longer than a trip on a plane.
Well, Trucker Tom says, if I order a shirt, I'm explicitly ordering it pee-free. Yeah. Yes, I think that's wise.
That's not an option, Tom. No. Who do you think you are?
Well, Lisa is going with you, Devin. She goes, unfortunately, he's correct.
Wait, first of all,
as I hate to agree with him, she follows up.
These are my fans, my show, and they hate me, unfortunately.
They're like anybody else. Well, you know.
Shut up, you. I give you a place out of your house where you don't have to get dirty looks from the same person who's been giving you for 20 years. You get new, fresh, dirty looks from me. And this is how you repay me. I don't pee on things when you put stuff down here.
How do you put your bag?
I could call Maui and flee over and go, have at it. I don't.
We don't watch
I will, though, going forward.
We don't watch you that carefully during the breaks. We don't know what you're peeing on.
Joe's never going to work the next day and go, I smell like piss and it's not mine.
How do you know that?
Because I would have gotten an angry email.
Yeah, you would have, yeah.
It would have been all damn it, all red.
Yeah, damn it. Really? Really? Really?
I know we had an argument about the song, but you had a pee. And I was saying, it wasn't me. It was the cat.
I gave you three versions. I said, whatever you pick is fine.
Is what I thought of your efforts.
Oh, wow. Lisa gave me a really good idea.
Somebody should.
Shine a black light on it. I have to black light my
clothes.
This
isn't CSI. She's leaving the damn house.
Not pee-free.
She shines a black light on it. It's going to look like a planetarium.
They're not checking off, Joe. They're cats.
Well, wait a minute.
How do you know? Maybe they're humping the thing.
All right. Good point. She's probably got like AIDS cat semen on it. Yeah.
I do have a husband. There could be lots of things on those.
I'll show her.
Everybody's getting back at her.
Everybody's getting in the act.
Dinner sucked. Going to town on this. Let me take a dump on it. She'll learn twice.
You like that gravy? That gravy was awful. I like. Here's some special sauce.
Yeah, take some of my gravy.
Nobody's happy with you or your clothes.
No, I know. I really am going to have to take a black light to
so
my
what
clothes.
So before we move on, I tell everybody what we're going to do tonight. Because this wasn't on the agenda. This is what happens when I have tech issues. What did Lisa agree with me about?
Oh, she agreed with you that I'm going to have to check for pee and other substances on my clothes before I put them on or bring them with me.
Yeah, you're like human traffic. You can't expect to be leaving the place where you are clean.
No, apparently not.
No, I mean, if you're a victim of human trafficking, you're going to have some stains and some juice. Same thing if you live with six cats. There's just certain things.
You got six cats?
No, five.
Oh, sorry.
That makes it much better.
One committed suicide. every time I put my paws down, I step in cat pee. Is somebody going to clean the litter box? I'm out. Cecil is luckier than I was.
Oh, no. Don't you go there. Dirty dog.
Maybe that would clean up the mess.
I know.
All right, let me talk about what's going to be on this show. You're a filthy, disgusting human being.
Thank you.
But thank you for sharing that with us and clarifying.
You're a filthy, disgusting human being. Thank you for sharing with that.
What a creep. What are you, new? This is what happens when you show up on time, stupid.
this is what I go through. I need you here. Yeah.
This was actually one of our better stories, so for a change, we didn't need you, but you can imagine that could have been very long and boring. Because it's our, there could have been Mexicans and a Ramon segue. It could have been terrible.
I wasn't like that stuff.
All right, so that the cat pee story, an added bonus.
Thank you.
A little surprise for all.
Yeah, yes.
Especially Pip.
Who really should know better at this point.
And my poor therapist. Mm.
Yeah, seriously, nobody's like rushing to take care of you, Nick.
Are you making a second appointment?
I've actually already got another appointment, but it's a
you
different
gotta
therapist.
Transfer. You got to go, because you're an embarrassment. You got to you got to go. You got to start a new pee-free, new place. You can't
you're
do
an embarrassment.
I'm going back holding my head high.
Oh, you have no morals.
Unfurling a new pair of pants.
Just make sure you unfurl
in.
Them at the house and inspect them.
Are you
That's
kidding?
Very,
yeah, absolutely. Yeah. And I'm
because
packing,
they're going to think you're a nut if you don't. You
know. I know, but I'm packing a bottle of Febreze every place I go from now on.
There you go.
And bleach it and yeah. black light.
Yeah, this way, and have to ransack a janitor's cart.
I know. And I was eyeballing that cart, and he was looking at me like, what? What,
you
nut?
My Lysol? What are you doing?
He looked back at me like, what are you looking at? And I'm like, yes, yes, I want your Lysol, but I don't dare.
Just be homeless. You'd have more respect.
I'm moments away.
As you're shivering cold under a highway underpass.
Yeah, at least when she stinks like pee, they go, well, that makes sense.
Join us.
Yeah, exactly. She could take one cat with her, you know, to play on the heartstrings, and off she goes.
You ever see like a homeless guy that has a dog?
Or a cat,
pet?
Sure.
Yeah. I mean, the one thing they'll never hear is, want to go out? Want to go out?
Wanna
How
go
long
in?
You been working on that one? There's no way that was spontaneous. Not with want to go out, want to go out. Show's been working. One time, we'll be talking about homeless and dogs. Here it is. And they're funny, but I knew that wasn't spontaneous. That's
moment.
Probably been in the act at some point. Or
no.
Will.
It will be.
Go to Long Island or the Jersey Shore in the coming weeks. You'll hear it.
Yeah. This is a form to workshop.
Sure. That, we're yes. not giving you people the good stuff, obviously. But now.
Yeah, well, if I walk amongst homeless people, they smell me as one of their own.
Mm. You are welcome.
Yes.
They soon go, oh, I guess we can pee on it too. She won't be offended.
We got to cover
Normally,
that
when they don't tip, I throw a bag of pee on them, but it won't bother her. You're despicable. All right. Tonight's show, believe it or not, we're actually going to record a demo of Davin's Cyber Den. So this is good. We're actually going to do a serious interview with Jim Malahi, who's hired by companies to hack into their networks to find where their security could be breached, and then he consults with them and how they can better protect themselves. That's cool. So everybody's going to learn something there because
absolutely
with all the hackers, you got to keep yourself safe. We're going to take questions from fans about safety online and other internet issues. We're going to go back into the vault and replay a clip of when we met Flory, our first internet romance scammer.
Amazing.
But I do got to tell everybody, when we do that, and that's going to be segment two, it's going to be broken up. There's going to be more music breaks and everything because we got to go by what they call the station's clock, and they take breaks on certain times. So we got to be really on point. We just can't ramble like we usually do.
What?
So there's going to be breaks and everything. And when we sign off of Davin's Cyber Den, if you guys are listening live or on replay, don't go anywhere. We're still going to do more show and everything. We're just ending that, and that's going to be FCC clean, so we're not going to curse and be terrible like we usually are.
Motherfucker!
Get it out of your system now. This is why you get peed on.
Motherfucker, cocksucker, son of a bitch.
But what I'm very excited about is we got a new Davin Cyberden theme song. I'm very excited about this.
Yeah, good on you, Joe.
It was good on you.
It seemed that way when I sent it.
No, I liked it right away.
Oh, okay.
Davin peed all over him.
I saw something that you weren't that pleased with.
I liked it. Here's what you did, exactly what I said, and it was great.
To the letter, yeah.
Yeah, it was great. I just was worried about the clarity of a certain issue, but everybody could hear it. You know, it was clear, so I was fine.
And I made sure I enunciated, and the reason I was kind of adamant was I did make sure I enunciated everything, because
he removed the penis from his mouth. Yeah. This is for real.
That's a shame.
For 14 seconds, I'm going to have to do without.
You know, because usually when he asks something like that, I put a spoon. No, I want it this way, and I like to the letter.
Yeah,
that was very good.
I couldn't add one thing in that he wanted because there was just no time. But to the letter,
I don't even remember what I wanted, but I like it, so it's good.
You avoided the newspaper to the nose this week.
Let's not get crazy. There's still time.
We have a couple hours to go. Yeah.
All right, and then we're gonna close out the show, unless there's time for some more, which we probably won't have because we ran late, with something that I think it's a pressing issue. There's British curse words that maybe we're not taking full advantage of as Americans. So we're going to go and discuss that. Let's see. On Thursday, my appearance on The Security Brief with Paul Violas will air on the Periscope app at 4 p.m. Eastern. What happens is they have a big announcement coming, so it's not going to air on the station it originally was supposed to air on.
Reels?
Yeah, it was originally supposed to air on Reels. It still might air on Reels at a different time,
okay.
But they got a big announcement coming, and I can't really say what that announcement is. So for now, I'm pretty sure you can get it anywhere, Periscope app. You just use your smartphone.
And it was just Periscope, like the regular Periscope?
Yeah, Periscope. It's made by Twitter, and that's how people are doing it. It's an app.
What is that? That's like a couple, like half a second at a time.
No, they're doing full shows on there now.
Oh, okay.
They're doing full shows on there now. So you can, 4 p.m. Eastern, you guys can watch that. I'll figure out the Periscope app. I'll try to watch me, too, because I don't know how I did.
Wait a minute. What day was that again?
August 6th, this Thursday.
Okay.
At 4 p.m. Eastern.
So you're wearing your little vest again.
Yeah.
Look,
I got
good.
A couple of them. Yeah. I don't wear it down here. What do you care?
I made a comment.
Yeah.
I saw you were wearing your little vest again.
Yeah, it was.
That was shade.
That was a crappy comment.
I see you wearing your little vest again. Yeah, that was shade.
Boy, very quick to convict. I just
Well, we know who you are. It's not like this is our first time working with you. I tried a couple of weeks ago to be nice to you, and that didn't go over well.
So sensitive.
No, you're despicable like she is, but for different reasons.
Come to my barrel, Joe.
Cat pee would be an improvement for you, sir. She's despicable because of what she rolls around in. You're despicable for the content of your character. And I don't think there's any doubt about that.
And he was waiting.
He was waiting for people to go, no.
I just looked into the
I know, it's like.
And you thought he wasn't going to get a newspaper to the nose. See?
I know, I spoke too soon. I'm sorry, Joe.
And one of my TV projects, we're going to the next step. I got to record a reel, like a 3-minute reel. So I got to arrange to do that. So there's some interest there.
So you'll be dancing.
I'll be dancing.
A country dance is called a reel.
I'm with him now.
Google it.
No. Not that important. It sucked.
No, it didn't. You just didn't understand it.
No. It sucked.
No, it didn't.
If you're filming that thing, I got a guy.
You got a guy?
You got a good cameraman?
Yeah.
How much?
I'll find out.
Because I don't want to pay a lot. It's just got to be like, you know, we're going to shoot more than 3 minutes, but it's got to be 3 minutes. He'll come out here?
I could give you his number and stuff like that. He did my reel.
All right, give me a price and everything.
You call him, you can get the price yourself.
Yeah, you're so good at giving me comedy connections that you're going to. Eric Haft's still waiting on that for the theater. Thanks, pal.
I thought I gave you that. I thought I gave you that.
I know you thought you did. You didn't.
All right, then I'll get it to you. I thought I did.
Nope.
All right.
So this is why I'm not holding my breath on your cameraman, friend.
Then I'll give you both then.
No. Oh, waiting with
Honey Bunch. I didn't realize.
I'm waiting with bated right. breath. Anyway. Right. Okay. So, Joe, what's been going on with you since you actually made it on time and we haven't spoken to you in a while?
No, a lot. Speaking of the reel, the Weight of the World, a project we're working on with my friend Camille Halpin, is going very well. We have somebody producing, Margaret Champagne, who's doing a great job. We actually filmed it.
Yeah.
About 2.5 weeks ago?
Mm-hmm.
And it was the most amazing day. And the thing about it was I didn't know how to feel that day. I wasn't nervous. I wasn't apprehensive. It was weird because I actually was one of the main characters in it. and I actually wrote a lot of lines in it, so I had to know all my lines. And I wanted to make sure everything was going smooth, which it did. Margaret did a fantastic job. Also, Mike, the cameraman, I recommended.
Awesome.
And it was just weird when you write something, especially something that you've worked on for 12 years.
Wow.
And you watch it jump off the page, and now it's a live, moving thing.
Yeah.
Is amazing. Also, we had the place where it takes where the story takes place is called the New Way Center, and Tammy has I think a cousin who works in the marketing business, and we had New Way signs made up with the logos and stuff.
Oh,
like
that was
that.
Lucky.
And it was, I mean, it looked incredible.
Great.
And it was just an amazing.
So now you guys got to pitch the reel to somebody.
Yeah. Now we just got to get everything. The editing's got to be done. Mm-hmm. And then as soon as the editing's
you got done, connections where to pitch it, production companies?
We're going to be working on that, yeah.
Because I know a guy who can't do much for you. Call me later. You know what?
No, we're not going
He around. Made the connection that I had, but to get this project, I called on my own.
Mm. Yeah, I know.
So,
I figured as much.
You know, so yeah. We'll see. But yeah, so, I know a guy who can't do much.
Yeah. So no, it's been, you know, it's been very good, so I'm very excited about that.
That's great.
And I'm just trying to get my the whole diabetes thing is just a federal case. I went to the
damn Obama.
Yeah. It's a Long Island Jewish Medical Center.
Well, you're not one of us, so yeah. Why would you go there?
Because that their part is they're called LIJ, and their main hospital. It's like the Borgata with doctors.
They're gambling on your health?
Yeah. A parking garage, and they're giving away a car.
Most hospitals have garages.
Yeah, I know, but it looked like the garage at the Borgata, and then you go in, there's a big mezzanine, they're giving away a car and stuff like that.
They were giving away a car at the hospital?
Yeah, they're giving away a car at the hospital.
What is that, for all the families of all the patients that didn't make it out alive?
No,
a consolation present? And you died, and you died, but you get a car, and you get a car. What is Oprah working, practicing medicine there? I don't understand.
Well, she's not Jewish.
But she could be.
But the
she
thing
could
of,
be. She thing, could join.
Thing that frustrates me, I went to the cardiologist last week because my heart beat. I have an extra beat in my heart.
Now, let me ask you a question. Were you covered in cat pee for your doctor's appointment?
No. I made sure I was.
Joe, you
was
don't
washed,
know the right way to do
washed
it.
Washed and pressed.
That's a man who's been to a doctor before.
Yeah. I've been. Apparently, I do it wrong.
Yeah. So I go to the cardiologist. This was, it was last week. That's why I wasn't at the show.
Yeah.
Because I had that's the only appointment that I could get.
Right.
And it's just because to get that appointment, it was either last week or September.
Tell me about it.
And it's like, I go, do you understand you're a cardiologist? Maybe hopefully I'll be around.
I
know. But there's other doctors. I mean, they can't put, you know, you can go to somebody else.
My doctor was adamant. My GP was adamant.
Well, this is why he's busy. He's very good.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You know, so I go there and he looked at my heart and goes, well, yeah, we'll have a nuclear test done. You know.
I'm in favor of that.
Yeah. So I go to schedule that, and you call these two people to schedule it. So I go call them, and she goes, well, you haven't been approved by your insurance company yet. We'll let you know. And I go, okay, maybe you want to read the results of my eulogy.
Yeah. Really? Love yeah. Insurance companies.
So it's just, I went to, I've changed my diet radically.
Yeah.
Because of the diabetes and stuff like that. And I went out I went to the BJ's last night. I bought a whole bunch of berries and strawberries, and I bought two big giant containers of Greek yogurt, and I'm going to make Greek yogurt with the berries and the strawberries and
yum.
Stuff like that, forgetting that Greek yogurt tastes pretty much like spackle.
Yeah. Same
it's
consistency,
God
same taste.
Awful.
Yeah, yeah.
And I've
got
to eat all of it, yeah, because I laid out $10 in Greek yogurt.
There it is. There you go.
See,
$10 isn't going to go away. You got to eat stuff you hate.
Yes, yes.
Well, I bought a bunch of cherries, and like every like seventh one actually tastes good. But yet, I don't want to waste food, so I'm
Mr.
actually
Helix
sitting
had the
here
same
eating
complaints.
Them.
Maybe you both should wrap yourselves in one of those green bags to make them last longer, keep them freshener.
But you eat them anyway.
Well, you're there. They're there. It'd be rude not to.
I don't want to waste my money.
That's how you make Greek yogurt. Enough eating of the cherries. Spackle away.
Yeah.
So, no, I had to change my diet and everything like that. As a matter of fact, even when I, like, with the big.
What, do you want to live or something?
Yeah, this year.
We'll change that.
It is a new year.
So, yeah, and it's the funny thing because I really haven't drank, you know.
Wow.
And at the compound party, you know, when the compound party comes up like Labor Day, I really have to watch because if I fall off the wagon and go nuts, I might wind up in a coma.
Yeah, really.
So I got to be kind of mellow and stuff like that. So, yeah, so.
There you go.
There you go.
Yeah. Do you like vegetables?
Love them.
Yeah, they can't move and run away. What? No? No? Wrong show?
No, it's the right show, unfortunately.
I gotta be very nice in a matter of minutes.
I know.
Let
so
me get all this out
of
my system now. People are not going to be able to comprehend how awful we are for this. And then how professional we attempt to be for something else.
Well, we're here, the brakes slamming and smoke coming off the brake pads. Hi, everybody. Welcome to Davin's Den, Butterflies and Kittens.
Well, it's funny, for the television show, which I'm not going to give too much details about, I'm going to do it with another comic, and it has to be somebody who I have chemistry with. Immediately, I thought of Joe.
You're right.
But it's the wrong type of chemistry, because we can't be nasty and despicable to each other.
Oh,
and
yeah.
There's no way we could go back on what we've established for 15-plus years of being nasty.
Nobody believe it.
Exactly.
Well, my fried friend.
Yeah.
I would feel...
I had to find somebody who I have a chemistry with, but who were not despicable human beings, too.
Oh, God.
nobody in this room.
Exactly.
That didn't go quite right. Well, Davin, I understand, because, pal, things go wrong. Everything happens.
Yeah, that
mistakes do happen.
Yeah. Really? Really? You think that's the way to do it? Do you? Who gave you that idea that you know what to do?
Oh, we just stopped. Well, thank. I can't take anymore. Really? Really? Really?
Tune in next week, you jackass.
Shut your face.
The commercial breaks would be great.
I think we'll pass. Your fault. No, it's your fault. No, you don't know what the hell. You really? Really?
I don't think
we're arguing in the elevator going outside.
I don't think this is right for Disney.
Really?
So, yeah, I'm like coming up with like a family-friendly show.
Oh, God.
That was going to be good and everything, but you can understand why I couldn't have him involved.
No.
I'm kind of seeing your point, too.
Yeah, exactly. So,
you got Larry?
Larry's
a friendly guy.
I know. Larry's a possibility, but I'm a little despicable to him.
Johnny's always smiling.
We're not going through the list of people I know on the air. Just let it go.
It's the role. I want to be on the show.
Who are you not despicable to? That's a much shorter list. Yeah. Da, da, da,
da, da, da, boy, casting must have been a bitch.
Yeah, really is. He's thinking.
Friends that you don't know, they're usually not comics.
Uh-huh. Okay, yeah, sure.
I'm not really despicable to Larry.
Okay.
I mean, I bust a shot, but not despicable.
You see, you can't treat another person like you could treat a comic.
Yeah, but even other comics don't like being treated the way we treat them.
Some musicians, and like some musicians you could bust chop. Some musicians are very sensitive. Sometimes I slip.
Right. You forget where you are.
I forget I'm not with comics, I'm musicians.
That's true. There are some musicians that's like, they'll curl up in a little ball, suck in their thumb, and pee themselves.
Like, I could be nice with Pip, I think.
But I
want a comic. No offense.
No offense.
But like a comic who's got chops, and it's been a long time since you've done that type of thing.
Yeah, yeah. Mm.
So I could be my chops. I could be nice to her. To be nice to you for an extended period of time on a regular basis. God forbid this should take off. It's just too much stress.
Joe's girl says, "Get the rabbi."
Look at Joe's girl with the callback.
Right, good girl.
Look at you. That's a good girl.
That's my girl.
Somebody's gonna share some Greek yogurt later. I didn't mean it that way. You see,
I have to get it out of my system now.
See, this is why I can't do nice things with you guys.
This is why we can't have nice things.
No, this is why I'm despicable here. See, I am so screwed when people go through the archives of this show, and I'm on these shows as an expert giving advice, and I'm doing nice, you know, like Bob Saget. Like, everybody thinks nice guy, and then you watch the comedy and go, what? It's the same thing.
My head exploded.
Yeah, let me tell you something. You're such a nasty little turd. There's probably going to be hours of outtakes. Are you trying to be nice to her now?
I am nice to people that are worthy.
Oh, yeah, I see.
It's about time. Sorry, I'm not.
I gotta say something. Listen to him for the past 25 minutes, and we wind up, you know, you wonder why we're we, you know.
Oh, I know. I know.
That's like self-defense against him.
Yeah, us is what's getting us to the next level, stupid.
I understand.
Why don't you do your lame-ass podcast and talk about comedy with somebody else, and you could all hold hands and go, well, that open micer stole my joke. Do that every friggin' week, stupid.
But that's what you're saying.
You are riding me right to the middle.
I know.
And nobody else would take you.
No, I know.
Now, you know,
Joe just almost
puked. Proving our point.
I'm not denying it.
Okay.
I'm not going, how dare you?
Well, thank you for your care.
I'm just trying to explain the justification.
Okay. He was talking to me when he
She's
said
been
that.
Out of, like, games. And
I at least appreciate the honesty.
That's what I'm known for.
There you go.
She's been out of the game since nonsense. She's been out of the game since a monologue in front of 12 people and a pedophile. All right? That's how long she...
Very inside, but I got it.
No, she told the story on the air.
I did.
Anybody?
Not your pedophile.
Oh,
it's a different pedophile.
My pedophile.
Both of you.
Oh.
I scraped you out of the claws of pedophiles and I brought you here. Now, granted, your pedophile, much more successful. Yeah. But her pedophile, not successful at all.
No, not at all. Unless he's killing when he's doing shows in jail.
So this is what I go, you know, it was either you guys or find out who Jared the Subway guy's been hanging out with. I chose my friends.
By the way, Joe's girl said he hasn't said one nice thing since the show started.
Who?
Yo.
Joe's girl said, you.
Fuck you.
Hey, say that to my girl.
I said it to Joe's girl. How am I to know she's your girl?
Joe's girl. That's Joe's fan.
No, I didn't. No, I think. Well, no. You know what? I probably. No, I was encouraging of your story with the show.
All right. Okay.
Yeah.
I was encouraging of that.
Nothing else. You said something nice to me before the air, though.
You're covered in cat pee. That's your story. That's how you're opening my show, about you unfurling your damn bloomers and smelling like cat piss with stupid cocaine cat paws. There's no, what do you mean? You want me to go, oh, Pip, that's okay. Rest your head in my lap. It's fine. No, you're despicable.
I
you
know
are.
See, you want my head in your
lap. That's
what
we're going to have to be with your other TV project.
But I will, because if you really notice, the reason why I'm not nice to you guys, because you were being selfish to the people that had to deal with you over $50. I'm the nice one. Here.
I'm sorry, money's no object to you.
It's $50. I can't expect professionals to get their hands on cat piss and a waiting room to smell me. No, if I do that, I'm inconsiderate. I'm the better humanitarian. I know you go. You know what?
We can hear by the way you're yelling.
No, because you too, are so warped and twisted and do not care about your fellow human. You don't care about your fellow human. I do. If I smell like cat piss, guess what? Show's over. It's time to go home. That's it. There's no.
Maui!
She knows better now.
Flea, come here.
If you think about it, I'm the better member of society in this regard. In this regard, I'm the better. I am not making
one out of a thousand reasons.
Well, but this is. But with you two, it's not one out of a thousand. Okay. It's one out of every day.
Okay. You know, Joe's girl says, oh my God, I'm picturing spit flying out of Davin's mouth. Yes. Absolutely.
Well, Pip likes that. She has another appointment.
Yeah, they're trying to cover me with another kind of DNA.
No,
I'm more colorful.
In that scenario, I was clearly the humanitarian. And in the scenario with you, you said, I'll give you the camera guy. And I pointed out, it's been months since you said you were going to give me the other number. When you ask me for a number, actually, I make the call for you and get you in. But I do it right away. So again, I'm not being the bad person.
On that one, I know. On that one, you're not being a bad person because I forgot.
That's fine.
I thought I gave it to you.
That's fine. And I was nice when I said Joe did a good job on the intro music.
Okay, there's one.
No, it's more than one. when you guys are good boys and girls,
he gets upset when he thinks that he's
yeah,
nasty.
I know. And by the way,
that bothers you. It
no,
bothers you. It
bothers I am you. When I'm nasty without reason, I feel bad.
Okay.
When if you had done a humanitarian thing, if you told me that you took in another homeless cat, I would bust your chops for having a collection, but that's a good thing.
Okay.
When you tell me you're subjecting everybody to the cats having a bukkake fest on your damn pants, I'm gonna stick up for society and go, no.
Well,
bad Pip Helix.
I didn't tell you the humanitarian thing I did today. I thought it was more entertaining to share the
it
cat
was,
pee smell.
But it was, but my outrage is justified. That's all. That's
no,
my point.
You know what? The therapist wasn't nearly as outraged
your
as you.
Your outrage is insane.
No. I'm thinking about society. That man has to go home to a family with his... He's going to hug his little girl, and they're going to smell like cat piss because he forgot to wash his hands because now it's in his pores.
Well,
and that could have been avoided.
To wash his hands. That's his problem.
But it's
piss.
In the pores. You saw how she struggled to get it out of the pans.
Oh, no. It sticks in
it's
pans.
It's not battery acid. It's cat pee.
Pee and urine is acid.
You wash it off your hands, it's gone.
How easy was it for you, running around like a maniac for breezing and Lysoling yourself?
No. The pants hold it forever. I might have to burn them.
Oh, and the flesh?
Yeah, you gotta throw those pants out.
Actually, I found a really good detergent that, like, if you wash it at least
gasoline?
Twice. Yes.
See, now you're being nasty. It's not just me.
He's trying
really?
To be
what
helpful.
Else would work on
He's
that?
He's never tried to be
what
helpful.
What else would work on that? except gasoline.
You just throw it out. It's over. Show's over.
There you go.
No.
Because if you burn them, then you're creating pollution.
All right, now I'm on your side. Now, why don't you throw those out? Get rid of them. What's the matter with you?
There are detergents with reason. I mean, if you wash it a couple times, it's fine.
Really? Just buy new pants. Go back to Walmart. They'll have a sale.
I know.
Go to Kohl's. They have 30% off all the time.
No. I like these pants. They were brand new. It was the first time I wore them.
How much did you pay for the pants?
They're probably like
$25.
$25? I know. And two pairs of pants is a missed appointment.
I happen to know what you do for a living. They pay you okay. You can treat yourself. Get non-urine pants.
But you know
or get your next set of pants Scotch guarded.
Two washes and then it will be non-urine pants. I will wear them.
You wash them alone with nothing else, right?
Oh, yeah.
Okay, good. Because you'd be an animal if you didn't.
What, am I going to spread the pee throughout all the clothes I have?
No, just through all the people waiting because they have a bad back. No, that you'll do. again, I might come across as harsh. I'm the better person.
I didn't see anybody sitting there sniffing the air and until I told
you. Because they don't want to embarrass you, and you don't have the good sense to be embarrassed for yourself.
No, I don't.
You know who had the best day?
Fine.
You know who had the best day? The cats.
They were like high-fiving each other, four-fiving each other.
But the point is, we're not reliving that story. The point is, if I am nasty, there is reason. My outrage is never unjustified. When you guys are good, you are ballyhooed and supported. When you do things to hurt society, somebody has to protect them. That is me. I'm like a retarded superhero.
You're no Blue Hawk friend.
Yeah, I don't need a stupid plumbing company to say when I'm on duty. When I see injustice, I act. You know, you stood there on the sidelines. You know, we need help here. It smells like piss. Well, nobody said Blue Hawk. I'll just stay here and eat my little yogurt.
Does the plumbing company have any, like, detergents or anything that would get rid of that cat pee smell?
Oh, yeah, there's all sorts of stuff that we sell.
There you go. Yeah.
Can you give us some?
Yeah, odor gone.
Because
odor gone.
Made by Comstar.
Because she stinks.
Not presently.
I think she's fine, Joe. Take a whiff.
Come here.
No! My eyes are burning.
I unfurled my armpit.
Unfurled.
Unfurled?
I don't know. Well, there's some flab hanging here.
Yeah, but it's not unfurl worthy.
No, it's not unfurl worthy.
I mean, when you wave it like a fruit fly, I go, shit, what the hell's that? And get smacked unconscious when you wave your arm hello to somebody. I mean, relax. It's okay. But when somebody says unfurl, you think, that's coming at me. That's not good.
Yeah, that's not good.
Unfurling's not good.
Look, if I unfurl alone in the bathroom, it's only my business. Tell everybody on the radio.
Before we take our break and do something, someone's show. You guys watch wrestling in the 80s?
Never.
No.
Oh. Right, well,
this will go good.
Yeah. No. I mean, I wasn't gonna do.
I watched it in the late, like early '80s, like with Tay-Sachs, Calhoun, and
Haystack
Calhoun, and yeah, I.
Tay-Sachs disease, Calhoun. Oh my God. He must have been a winner.
I'm the terrible one. It was a slip. I moved on, and she's going to town on it. Like
I don't know what the real name was.
All right, that's not the point. It's irrelevant. Point. You guys remember? You guys ever hear Rowdy Roddy?
Oh, absolutely.
Oh,
yeah,
I know he died.
Yeah. Well, I mean, growing up, man, that was the guy. Like I watched him in the '80s, like mid '80s. It was like Hulk Hogan versus Rowdy Roddy Piper, and everybody was like a Hulk Hogan fan.
Yeah.
Say your prayers, eat your vitamins, bang your friend's wife. That was all his little mantra and everything. Say racist rants. That was all Hulk. Well, he didn't really say it, but he was doing it.
He was thinking it.
But there was very few of us that liked Rowdy Roddy Piper.
Yeah.
I loved Rowdy Roddy Piper.
Of course you did.
Okay. Well, Joe's girl because he was despicable.
Making Joe's point over and over again.
But yeah, despicable, mm-hmm. but entertaining. There was nobody.
That's the difference.
Wait, that's our theme.
This is why we can't do a TV show.
This is our theme. That's our new theme. But despicable, but entertaining.
There's a clip of him. He was with. He was in the middle of the ring. He's talking to Bruno Sammartino.
Yes, that was from the guys I know. Right.
Exactly. Who was a legend in the WWF at the time and everything. And they're talking in the ring at Madison Square Garden. And Piper is going off on him so much. The whole place is booing 20,000. They're throwing stuff into the ring, garbage and everything, just from talking.
Oh my God!
That's how good this guy was.
Yeah.
Wow.
And he was funny. Now the things he said. You could not say now, because I've been watching some of the old Piper's Pits, which was an interview show. Like one of his big feuds was with Jimmy Superfly Snuka.
Mm.
who was allegedly from Tonga or Fiji. I don't remember which island, but he was an islander. That was his gimmick. He walked around without shoes. I guess it was a cleaner time. I don't know.
It wasn't my house.
It was Giuliani's New York. It was fine. No, that's before this. But before Piper hit Snook over the head with a coconut, which is hilarious. I'm really proving Joe's girl's point here, but I don't care. I'm like a little kid watching this and everything. He goes, climb up the tree, monkey. Climb up the tree.
No.
He's giving him bananas and everything.
Oh, my God.
You could never do that now. But it was so funny.
Because he was from Fiji.
Well, okay, thank you. See, Trucker Todd, he's from Fiji. And then he did, I think he was interviewing, either it was Tony Atlas or Rocky Johnson. Either way, big in the mid-70s to the early 80s, big African-American wrestlers and everything. Right. And he's interviewing them. These guys are big. Rocky Johnson's The Rock's father and everything. And he's like saying something.
Oh, really? I didn't know that.
Yeah. So he's like saying something like racist or whatever. And then it comes out. He goes, here's the difference between you and me. And I can't do Rowdy Piper. I wish I could. To a black wrestler, I don't let seeds ruin my watermelon. Oh, my God.
Oh, no. No.
But you could get away with it. And you know what? Still funny. Yeah. Still.
Oh, my God.
He was just so good at getting everybody to hate him. And I love, like, you couldn't buy Rowdy Roddy Piper shirts back in the day when he was a heel. That's what they called a bad guy.
Oh,
it was
right.
All Hulkamania stuff. So as a little kid, my mom bought me a Rowdy Piper shirt, but he was Scottish, so he wore a kilt, and that was always the thing. The shirt said, real men don't wear skirts. And that was all I could get with, like, a Piper shirt, but I wore that. Well, everybody had their red and yellow Hulkamania Hulk Hogan with his stupid fake cartoon crap. I'm like, this guy's hilarious. And everybody hated him, but he was so good. And then you hear, conversely, like all the wrestlers are talking about, he was such a sweet guy.
Isn't that funny?
He was such a, like, you know, Randy Macho Man Savage passed away a couple of years ago. Mm-hmm. Heart attack while driving. Piper had a heart attack while sleeping and everything.
Oh, mm-hmm. Wow.
And Savage was a wrestler who I loved, too, because I always liked the heels, and you can imagine why I would.
Mm-hmm. I was going to say, Joe doesn't this explain an awful lot.
Yeah. But these guys were bad guys before. The bad guys were trying to be cool and get cheered for. Stone Cold Steve Austin was a bad guy, and he did the Attitude Era in wrestling, but he was cool and everything. So a lot of people, these guys, they just went out there to piss everybody off. And they could, Piper, you seldom saw Rowdy Roddy Piper wrestle. Because a lot of times when wrestling was on Saturday mornings, so they would have some of their stars wrestle what they call jobbers, guys that lose all the time.
Oh, okay.
But Piper never wrestled. And everything. And he just got, like, all the, they call heat, but all, like, the enthusiasm just from interviews. He would do two-minute segments.
He never wrestled?
He wrestled on occasion. Yeah. It was such, and they made it so he would never lose. He would always cheat. Like, his big move was the eye poke. Awesome. He's getting wailed away. Hulk Hogan's trying to body slam him. Piper's comeback is a poke to the eye.
Was this Larry Bowen curly, or was this...
No, I mean, it was just wrestling. Great. And, like, he one of his phrases was, every time they think they have all the answers, I change the questions. Just brilliant. Mm.
That's smart.
That's and then he was in a movie called They Live. You guys have probably seen that.
No.
You guys never saw They Live?
No.
It's a cult classic movie from the 80s or whatever, anything. So he walks in where all the evil aliens are, and he walks in. I came here to chew bubble gum and kick ass, and I'm all out of bubble gum.
I've heard that phrase. I've heard that phrase, yeah.
I eventually got into started watching comedy as I was a little older and everything. But I guess this guy was my first exposure to stand-up comedy. Just like entertaining, capturing emotion with words and actions. I mean, you can't hit a guy with a coconut. And
Trucker Tom agrees with you. He says Roddy was the best.
He was the best. And there's just, you know, I don't usually talk about people that pass away and everything, but I do remember just loving this guy. I loved wrestling growing up. I still watch it a little bit and everything. But I just remember how good he was. And then to hear what a good guy he was. It's just a shame, man. Guy died at 61. Just a shame, but he really was. If you can, go on YouTube, go look up Piper's Pit, and just like they'll see like all these clips and everything, and just look at them and everything. Guy's just hilarious. I wish I could. I wish now Joe would probably agree, say that I can, but I wish I could get 20,000 people so pissed off at me, just from the words that I say, because that's acting and that's such confidence.
I've seen you get 135.
Sure, but I don't know if I was trying to at the time. I don't know if that was what I was sent out there to do, Joe.
But wait, add up all the audiences. I think you've accumulated that.
Pretty
quite
much,
possible.
Yeah.
But it's just funny because in the day, everybody went to Hulk Hogan. And now, I'm not saying Hulk Hogan's a bad guy, but he wasn't overly upset when his son killed somebody.
I know. Mm.
And, you know, now we've heard all these racist rants. And Hulk Hogan was put on this pedestal of, you know, being the All-American and everything. And Piper was happy to be the bad guy. And you just hear all this stuff coming out about what a great guy is. I'm sure when Hogan passes, you'll hear great things about him. But just want to touch on the Hot Rod. I'm going to miss his work. He wasn't on as much in the later years. He would still do interviews, but it wasn't the same. But, you know. Just going to miss him, that's all. That's all I wanted to say about that. Would have been better if you guys had remembrances too, but you don't.
Well, Tom says, I love the ones that could not only be entertaining in the ring, but cutting a promo too. Roddy, Dusty Rhodes, and Ric Flair were the best in the game.
They were. And you know what? I really didn't get into Dusty and Ric Flair because at the time it was NWA, which was on Turner, which was in the South, and WWF at the time was more the Northeast because they're headquartered in Connecticut.
Mm. Right.
So I was really watching...
WWF?
Yeah, I was really watching that. So Piper was... the heel of the time. But yeah, there's the people that watch the stuff in the South, they say the same thing about Flair. And Dusty Rhodes, who just passed away, I want to say about 6 weeks ago.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, so we're losing a lot of wrestlers. These guys are great entertainers.
You know what? You've inspired me to go and look up like some YouTube clips.
Look up Piper's Pit with, I want to say Frank Williams was one of them. That was against a jobber, hilarious. Look up against Bruno Sammartino, Jimmy Snuka, Adrian Adonis. I mean, at one point, the adorable Adrian Adonis. At one point, Piper, because he was a big fat guy, he was pretending to be pretty and everything. And, like, Piper comes back because when he left, he was a bad guy, but he came back as a good guy. That's what they do sometimes.
Okay.
He came back, and, like, he left his show to adorable Adrian Adonis, who went from Piper's Pit to the flower shop. Yeah, you can imagine. But this was cutting edge stuff at the time. I mean,
the flower shop.
Yeah, I mean, this was probably the mid-90s, maybe? Oh. But he comes back and he puts his hand underneath Adrian Adonis's peck, if you will, but he's a big fat guy. I go, that seems like you got a full B.
Oh, no. Oh, my God.
It's just hilarious. I mean, I just was watching this stuff over the weekend again, and I was laughing out loud. You would think I'd be like, because I'm so jaded to comedy and everything, and I don't like wrestling as much. You'd think I would go, really? Really? Was that good? I was laughing my balls off.
Well, Tom says, the best one is with Brother Love and Morton Downey Jr. in WrestleMania 5.
Well, there was... You know, CNN's doing a thing of Morton Downey Jr. this Thursday. You guys don't know, he was like the forefather of outrageous talk shows.
Yeah, he was great. I love that show.
So controversial and everything.
Yeah.
So you had him in one of the WrestleManias. You had Rowdy Piper. And so they're in the middle of the ring, and they're doing what they call the Piper's Pit, which is a little interview segment. So at one point, he distracts Morton Downey Jr. with gum. I want to say gum or something. And then he gets the fire extinguisher and just douses Morton Downey Jr. So you got to give more credit for taking that. Yeah. You know, he had to know what's coming and everything, but just so outrageous.
That's so crazy. Just extinguishes.
It was good stuff. So that's my suggestion, my homework for everybody. Go on YouTube, look at some Piper's Pit. You're going to laugh. It's not politically correct, but
that's okay.
It's really, really hilarious. But all right. I gotta get my head straight. We're gonna do a serious show in a few minutes.
What?
This has been such an outrageous first portion of the show with the tech and the pee and the attack from Joe's defender. Little bull.
puppy.
It's been an outrageous show.
Yeah, so far.
But we're gonna do some serious stuff in a second. So we're going to listen to where you guys can hear this. We'll play some Catch Penny, and we're going to come back with Davin's Cyber Den.
DonRogueRadio.com, TuneIn.com, HawkRadio.net. You can also listen to replays of the show every Wednesday at 9 p.m. Eastern on RainRockRadio.com and TalkSuperStation.com on Saturday at 4 p.m. Eastern. You'll find all of our shows, plus customized highlights of us scamming the scammers, going back to the very beginning of our interactions with our African friends. Go to iHeart.com and search Davin's Den. The Indie Authority also has apps so you can listen live on your mobile devices. Platforms include BlackBerry, Android, and Apple. Also, you can download the TuneIn app on your Apple or Android device and search for Davin's Den. You can download previous shows from the following places: DavinComedy.com, DavinsDen.com, Stitcher.com, iTunes, the Android app, iHeartRadio, RuthlessRadio.fm, TuneIn.com. iHeart can only be heard in the